Why are you here? There are different stories in our scriptures today as to why the various people on that first Easter morning were there. Mary Magdala comes to the tomb. Why is she there? Well, Mary Magdala is at the tomb because she expects to find the dead body of the Lord. She has anointed his feet for burial just in the week prior. She was at his feet at the foot of the cross on Good Friday. She faithfully kept the Sabbath on Saturday. But early in the morning on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala comes to the tomb. Why is she there? She's there to anoint again the dead body of the Lord, or so she thinks. But the reason that Mary Magdalene is there is ultimately not why she thought she was there. In fact, rather than anoint the dead body of the Lord as she had expected, Mary of Magdala is there so that you and I on this Easter Sunday morning could hear the witness of the empty tomb. Mary of Magdala is there that she might go as the apostle to the other apostles and tell them that the tomb is empty. That's why Mary Magdalene is there, and it's not why she thought she was there. Peter and John, why are they here on Easter Sunday? Isn't it interesting that we find these two apostles together, Peter and John? Of course, we have heard where John has been on Good Friday. John was at the foot of the cross. But where was Peter? Peter, the last we heard of him in Scripture, had completely denied that he even knew Jesus. Why is he there? Why are Peter and John together? Perhaps John is consoling Peter. Isn't it strange that these two would be together? John could have perhaps looked down on Peter. Peter, where have you been? I was at the cross. Why weren't you there? We heard you betrayed Jesus. You denied him. Is that true, Peter? That could have been the conversation. But whatever it was, these two great apostles who loved Jesus on this Easter Sunday morning are there for a very different purpose than either of them would have thought. Hearing that the tomb is empty, whatever was going on before is over. And they run to the tomb. Peter and John racing, and of course John being the younger gets there first. But notice, John does not say, I was at the cross, I deserve to be here. I am a faithful apostle, I should go in first. No, John shows deference even to Peter, who goes in first. Then John goes in, and it says that he saw and believed. That's why Peter and John are there on Easter Sunday morning, to be witnesses, Peter says, to the empty tomb and the ultimate resurrection of Jesus. That's why Peter and John are there. But why are you here? Perhaps you are one of the 37,000 people who became Catholic just last night around the country. I see some of you back, ready to make your second communion this morning, overwhelmed with the joy of Easter. Your journey has been one of incredible difficulty and struggle, and now joy in the Lord. Maybe you are one of those 37,000. Maybe you are here this morning because you've been here Palm Sunday. You were at daily mass on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You were here on Thursday night at the Lord's Supper. You mourned his death on Good Friday. You were here last night in the solemn night of Easter, and you are back this morning to herald the rising sun of Easter. Maybe that's why you are here. Like Mary of Magdala, you just have to be here because you love the Lord. Maybe some of you are here for the first time since Palm Sunday. You were here last Sunday and read the story of Jesus' death and burial, and have come to rejoice on Easter Sunday morning. Praise God that you are here. Maybe some of you are here for the first time in a long time. Why are you here? I would think that all of us have our reasons, but perhaps if it has been a while since you are here and you are back in this church this morning, maybe the first time since Christmas, maybe the first time since last Easter, maybe the first time in many years, you are here this morning. Why are you here? Well, I think for all of us, like with the apostles, with Mary Magdalene, it's different than what we think. Mary of Magdala thought she was going to anoint a dead body. Peter and John thought they would console each other in their grief. Whatever reason it is that brought you here today, it is no coincidence. It is the work of the Holy Spirit that you are here. No matter how lukewarm you feel, no matter how much you think, my parents just dragged me here, and that's the only reason that I'm here, and I can't wait till this is over. Fine. You're here, and that is by the will of God, not your will. You cooperated today with the Holy Spirit, and for whatever reason, just as on that first Easter Sunday, it doesn't matter anymore why you thought you were here. The reason you are now here is because of what Peter tells us in the first reading. You are witnesses. Witnesses of Jesus Christ risen from the dead. Now you may say, I've not seen the Lord risen. I didn't get to be there on the first Easter and see the risen body of the Lord. It doesn't matter. You are a witness today. The first thing you've done is witness to the power of Jesus by coming to this church this morning. Whatever the reasons, there was something that said, I will go this morning. And now, it doesn't matter why you came, but as you go out, you will go forth as a witness. You will witness to either the fact that I went to Mass this morning, first time in a long time, or maybe the first time since last night, and I'm not the same. It can't be the same. Nothing was the same for Mary Magdalene, for Peter, for John. It won't be the same for you. You'll go forth as a witness. And if you, like Peter, decide, I don't know what to do, I'm going to go back to my former life. Well, that's a witness too. What kind of witness will you be today? Will it be one that goes out on fire and saying, I am absolutely back. I am going to be here next Sunday for Divine Mercy Sunday to receive Jesus' mercy, and I'm going to be here the Sunday after that and the Sunday after that. That is a powerful witness. That is possible for all of us today in this packed church to say we will witness to this reality by coming back and coming back. Or you could go out and maybe not come back till next Easter. That too is a witness that says, I don't know, I came, there was an empty tomb, I don't know, and I just go on with my life. The reasons you came, inspired by God, are now over. Why you are here no longer matters. But what you do when you leave here matters very much. In just a moment, we will renew our promises of baptism. You will be asked to reject Satan, the power of evil, the prince of darkness, the father of lies. We must reject him, and then you will be asked to profess your faith in God, the Father, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church. Now is the time to stir up the grace of your baptism and be a witness. This is why you are here today, to be inflamed with the gift of your baptism and to go out as a witness. I am so overjoyed today to see this church so full, to see all of you here. You all have your own stories, and praise God that your story, whatever it is, has led you here today. I pray that the story does not end here, but that like these apostles, over these next 7 weeks of Easter, you will go out and encounter the risen Lord so that you too, like the apostles, like Mary Magdalene, like Peter and John on that first Easter, by the time it was evening, all of them were able to say that they had seen Jesus. We had seen the Lord. Let that be your great joy today, to say in whatever way possible, I have seen the Lord. I have seen the Lord. He is risen from the dead. I know it. The only question is now, not why are you here, but what will you do as you go forth from here? That's the real reason why you are here.